Regarding the story of Prophets Moses and Al-Khidr, the Quran says in chapter 18, verses 60 to 82, when Moses said to his youth, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two seas meet, even though I should go on for many years. But when they came to the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, which made its way burrowing into the sea. And when they had gone further, he said to his assisting youth, Bring us our breakfast, we are worn out from our journey. He replied, What do you think? I forgot the fish when we were resting on the rock. None but Satan made me forget to mention this. It made its way into the sea in an extraordinary way. This is what we've been seeking, said he, Moses. And they retraced their footsteps and found one of our worshippers to whom we had given from our mercy and to whom we had taught knowledge of ours. Moses said to him, May I follow you so that you may teach me of that you have learned of righteousness? You will not bear patiently with me, he replied, for how can you bear patiently with that which you have never encompassed in your knowledge? He, Moses, said, If Allah wills, you will find me patient. I shall not disobey your order. He said, If you follow me, you must not question me about anything till I myself speak of it concerning it. So they departed. When they boarded a ship, he bore a hole in it. What have you made a hole in it? He, Moses, said. Is it to drown the passengers? You have done a dreadful thing. Did I not tell you, he replied, that you could not bear patiently with me? Moses said, Do not blame me for what I forgot. Do not press me for something which is too difficult. And so they departed. Thereafter they met a boy, and he killed him. He, Moses, exclaimed, What have you killed a pure soul, and it has not done, in retaliation, for a soul? You have done a terrible thing. Did I not tell you, he replied, that you would not be able to bear patiently with me? He, Moses, said, If I question you again, do not let me be your companion. You have already enough excuse. So they departed, and thereafter they came to the inhabitants of a village. They asked its inhabitants for some food, but they declined to host them. There they found a wall about to fall down, whereupon his companion restored it. He, Moses, said, Had you wished, you could have taken payment for that. He said, This is a parting between you and me, but now I will tell you the interpretation of that which you could not bear patiently. As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the sea. I rendered it imperfect because behind them there was a king who was taking every ship by brutal force. As for the boy, his parents are believers, and we were afraid lest he should impose upon them with his insolence and disbelief. It was our wish that their Lord should grant them another in exchange, another better in purity and tenderness. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city. Beneath it was, buried, a treasure which belonged to them. Their father had been a righteous person, and your Lord willed that when they reached manhood, to bring out the treasure as a mercy from your Lord. What I did was not of my own command. This is the interpretation of what you could not bear with patience.